The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Is there like a, is that like a fairly typical thing for like there to be mixing of the different like tribes and stuff?
Yeah.
Do they talk shit about each other like Asians?
Yeah, do you guys do? Oh my God. they actually all about these Hopis, you know what I'm saying? They're so angry.
Do. But, they're, everyone's like, Hopis are short.
Oh, is that
what?
Slow. Oh, yeah.
Yo, hit me with that.
And welcome back to another episode of Asian Not Asian Podcast, a podcast where two Asian guys not from Asia talk about American issues no American cares about. I'm your host, Fumi Abe.
And I'm Mike Nguyen.
We are coming at you live from New York City. We're in the studio again together.
Yeah.
Today's Friday, October 15th. We hope you are doing well.
Well, if you are checking us out on the Apple Podcast app, please leave a review. Hit 5 stars. Just takes a second. Mm-hmm. Go in there right now. Mm-hmm. Hit 5 stars. If you're on Spotify, hit follow so we can be all up in your grill. And if you're listening or watching this on YouTube, hey, hit like, hit, you know, subscribe, leave a comment, something nice. You know, I like to hear nice comments.
We haven't seen we've seen our ratings go up. But we haven't seen any comments, like the reviews. You know what I mean? People people are hitting 5 stars, but they're not leaving the
I will get one
text.
Of these reviews tattooed on me, okay?
Oh, get okay, that's a Patreon tier. Get you don't leave the best review.
You don't think I would do it? I would do it. I honestly would do it.
Well, first of all, the format of that is a cool tattoo.
It's tight.
It is a cool tattoo.
Yeah. And what I would love to is that like I think we're at a 4.9. I would get a 4.9 star stars on there, and people would just think, oh, he just rated his body as 4.9 stars. And
you should
I would
get
do
the
it.
There's that one review that's like, Fumi's annoying, Mike is funny. You should get that one.
I would 100% get that. Yeah, yeah. I'll do it. So yeah, yeah.
Well, please. There we go. There you have it. Best review goes on Mike's body. So think about that as you're listening to this on your iPhones. Before we start the show, we always do give a shout out to our Patreon subscribers by guessing what ethnicity they are based purely on their last name. Now, what is Patreon, you may be wondering? It is the best way to support this podcast. We're completely independent. We're not with a network. And so you can go to patreon.com/asian.asianpod and subscribe to our Patreon page for $5 a month, $10 a month, $20 a month, whatever you want to give. And depending on how much money you give, you get bonus stuff like bonus episodes. We slide into your DMs with a funny video. We do monthly hangouts on Zoom. So if you want, if any of those things sound delicious to you, please check us out.
Yeah.
And here we go. We're going to try to guess these people's last name or ethnicities based on your last name. A very problematic game.
Yeah.
But here we are. Jimmy Lee.
Jimmy Lee.
L-E-E.
This guy is, he's like the good old American Chinese dude.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He's like the guy, he's like a skinny dude, but then he joins the army during World War II, and then he gets hit with the serum, and then he becomes Chinese American Captain America.
Oh, shit.
This is Jimmy Lee was a little, he wanted to serve his country. And he got hit with a serum, and now he's Chinese-American Captain America.
Okay, so you're a Chris Evans Asian.
You're Chris Evans Asian.
Gotcha. Okay, next we have Kendra Purnell.
Kendra Purnell. Kendra Purnell.
First of all, by the way, I'm just giving you a little spoiler alert. Not a lot of Asians on this list I'm about to read tonight.
Okay, that's okay.
I don't know if, I mean, they could be, but like, I don't know, Kendra Purnell, is
Kendra
that?
Kendra Purnell. I'm going to say this person is biracial.
Purnell.
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 That's last name is sounding like dad CEO energy.
Yeah, dad CEO.
Dad, like the dad is the founder of Apple and Eve. Apple juice or something.
I'm getting field hockey, hockey vibes.
Yeah,
field hockey vibes. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? But you know, and she went to
she's
a
got
good
a thick neck.
She got a thick neck. She went to a good liberal arts school, and you know, now she's finished with field hockey, and she's like, you know what? I wanted to kind of explore my Asian side now, so I think you're a biracial person.
I think you're biracial.
You're a field hockey Asian.
You're field hockey Asian.
Yeah.
Should we guess real quick what kind of Asian?
I'm just gonna go with Chinese.
Statistically, that makes sense. Yeah. Next, we have, is this even a name? Wendy Dorstein.
Okay, this is 100% a.
It's like a Jewish anime character.
No way, I feel Dorstein. That's almost like a Game of Thrones kind of name. You know,
House of Dorstein.
Yeah. Wendy.
Windy, see? So I think she might be one of those like horseback King, Game of Thrones types.
Oh, Dothraki Asians?
Dothraki Asians. Ooh. You know what I'm saying?
I am getting a Mongolian vibe. I'm not going to lie to you.
Right.
I'm not going to get it.
Dorestein.
Yeah. Yeah. Ooh.
House Dorestein.
Yes. You're
I am Windy of House Dorestein.
That sounds tight. I actually don't even know the gender of this person, but it doesn't even fucking matter.
Doesn't matter.
You're a badass.
The people of the steppe are not binary. Okay?
That's true.
You know?
Here we go.
They're evolved beyond.
You're
that.
A horse Asian. And you're I mean horse in the Asian. Best way possible.
Yeah.
And finally, we have Pamela Rosales.
Rosales.
L-E-S. Now, when it sounds... Well, is this Spanish?
Here's the thing.
I was going to go Filipino, but this sounds Italian
right.
to me.
You're right. Keep going. I actually do think this person is Latinx. Or Latinx.
Yeah.
Or
yeah,
Latinx.
Yeah, yeah.
Because yeah. Rosales, that's like... You know, you can get a Spanish name, but it's got to be like a real, like... real Spanish, like from Spain on yeah. a crest of arms kind of name. Do you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Garcia.
The Guzman. All that shit.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Rosales, You know, I am getting a little bit.
It's mild spicy.
It is mild spicy.
It's not too spicy.
It's not. It's El Torito. Okay? It's El Torito.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I'm thinking.
What are you thinking?
I'm thinking this person's Mexican, dude.
Dude, I think you're right.
Maybe I think so.
In, like East LA, probably chilling.
Chilling, you know, big hoop earrings. I love it.
Thank you so much. And again, if you want to get in on this game, please go to patreon.com/asian.asianpod and we'll guess your ethnicity based on your last name.
Yeah.
At the top of this podcast, we always like to ask each other, what kind of Asian were we this week? Because this podcast, we try to figure out what it means to be Asian American. So Mike, what kind of Asian were you this week?
I was a at-home Asian. I was at
it's always some shit like this, man.
I am. I am.
Last time you were old Asian. Now
I'm an old Asian.
Last 2 weeks. You know what it is? Back it's, hurt or whatever.
I'm starting to see the pattern here. Okay, so I went and hung out. I had like a hangout.
Yeah.
I had a dinner with this comedian and super nice dude, and he and I, you know, we've been hanging and went to a spot near where I live in Bed-Stuy, and we went to Peach's Hot House. It was super good. And hanging out with, he's super funny, and he's South Asian, but he like grew up in Queens, so he has like this Jerry Seinfeld energy. Okay. He's like, "What is this? This isn't chicken. You call this chicken?"
But he's Asian.
But he's South Asian, okay. And he's really funny. So hanging out with him, and then afterwards, like we're finished with dinner, and then he's like, "All right, what are you doing now?" And I was like, "Oh man, you know, I think I'm gonna go home." And he was like, okay, or, you know, is everything cool? I was like, yeah, man, you know, I'm just...
Oh, he thought maybe the hang didn't go well.
Well, yes, exactly. I think he thought that... Well, later on, he texted me, like, the next day. He's like, hey, man, cool hanging out with you. Everything cool? And I was like, dude, don't worry. Yeah,
yeah.
Don't worry.
It's just 8 o'clock. That's
it's
all
just,
it is.
It's just, it really was. it really was. So, like, we were hanging out, and right next to Peach's Hot House, there was this group of, like, people had come down from their apartment and were playing music wild loud.
Yeah.
So loud.
Okay.
And I think he thought, like, maybe I got weirded out by that or something like that. And I was just like, bro, you have to understand, Mike Nguyen, I'm an at-home Asian, okay? Anytime that I can, if I'm not doing comedy or I'm not, like, you know, it was also a Tuesday, so I'm just like, I just always feel like I got to get home, I got to rest, I go jujitsu in the morning.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay? I got to hang out with my wife.
Yeah.
That's me. But I wonder sometimes if that kind of gets to people, because now people are like, we can't ask Mike to hang out because you had a little hangout, a little Asian dinner.
Yeah, I did. But it was past 8 o'clock.
Exactly. And I saw on Instagram and I was like, oh my gosh, there's so many people hanging out, all these cool Asian people that are beautiful and awesome. And I'm not mad or anything at all. But then I was like, because honestly, I was like, man, they're out late. I'm pretty sleepy and my stomach has been weird lately.
Yeah.
So, you know, I would rather be an at-home Asian than restaurant, I got diarrhea Asian.
Yeah.
That's not good.
That's really interesting what you said about how your friend thought maybe things weren't cool because you went home early.
Yeah.
Because almost like in New York, if you decide to hang out with a friend in New York, if you don't stay up past 11, it's almost like, are we even friends?
Right.
There is that. If I hung out with somebody and they went home immediately after dinner at like 7:30,
right?
I might really think I offended them or something like that.
No, you know, it's fun.
That's
crazy. Really was, and I was just, and I had to say, I was like, no, I'm just, I gotta wake up, or I got stuff to do. I got a lot of stuff on my mind, you know. I'm just,
it was
great hanging out with this person. This person, I think, listens to podcast. You know who you are, and you're funny as fuck, and we're gonna hang out again.
Yeah,
you know, it was just a Tuesday, bro.
Yeah,
it's a Tuesday.
Okay.
Okay,
at
how
home
about
Asian.
How about you, Fumi? What kind of Asian were you this week?
This week I was a living under a rock Asian.
Oh, this was so funny.
And I know a lot of people are so sick of hearing about living under a rock Asians because we're all over the news. And I don't want to say what's already been said or anything like that. But this week I you and I were a guest on this podcast. We've been trying to guest on other people's podcasts so we can grow our listenership.
Yeah.
And we were guest on this podcast called Trouble Waters with Dave Holmes. Okay. It is a pop culture quiz game.
And hold on, stop. From a millennial babies, Dave Holmes. And Dave Holmes from MTV, Dave Holmes.
And I didn't even know who that was.
Dave Holmes.
You were like, I used to watch you on TV, dude.
This guy is the man.
Was he before Carson Daly? Because I was a Carson Daly guy.
He was like, he is like, I guess, like, if Carson Daly is generation 2, he's generation like 1.5. Like, they kind of overlapped.
Okay.
But he was like the news guy. He was like very, you know, he's very, very serious, you know what I'm saying? Which was funny because I thought he was going to be real serious, but he's very funny.
Yeah.
So but that's Dave Holmes.
That's Dave Holmes, right? So it's a pop culture quiz game show, and we're like, why not? You know, and it was really funny because it was like a Halloween edition. So it was all those questions are about classic American horror film things related to that thing. And pop culture trivia shit is, anything involved in that is my biggest fear in America because I'm an immigrant and there's so many things I don't know about classic American things simply because it's just not something that my family, we did together. I think families get together and watch horror movies if you're white or something. I just didn't do
that's
that.
That's not true. But
so
yeah.
I don't know much about classic horror films.
I was preparing for this podcast. I was listening to it, and you know, the format right now, they have two comedians and they go against each other and like and answer these kind of like pop culture quiz things. And as I was listening to it, I was like, "We are fucked. There is no fucking way." This is like white people love quizzing each other on things, okay?
And they just
love doing it. And Asian people, we do not do that unless there is like multiple choice. That's give that to it. Hit me with the multi choice. Hit me with an essay.
Yeah, dude.
You know what I'm saying? But like, give me the buzzer. I'm not gonna do that. We're not gonna fucking do the buzzer.
Go ahead.
But like, it was just so hilarious because I'm always astounded by how little you know. I'm sometimes like, dude, do you know you're in America? Do you know that? Do you know where you are? It's crazy. And I mean, it's fine.
Remember the first question?
Yes.
The first question was like, the game was like, they describe what this horror character looks like and you have to name that monster character. And the clue was,
I wear striped shirts. I have a disfigured face. Right,
and I kill people.
And I think he mentioned a glove or something. And Fumi, so confident, was just Chucky. And I fell out of my seat, and I was like, "This is how it's going to be for 45 minutes." It was literally 45 minutes of like Dave Holmes going, "Okay, how about this character? He has a hockey mask, huh?" And Fumi just confidently answering aliens, you know, just over and over again. And it was just so funny. I mean, you got a point. I don't know what white people do and don't do, but I will say that the reason why I know a lot of this stuff is because I grew up in a 7-Eleven. I'm serious. My dad worked at he managed a 7-Eleven.
Okay.
At the time, you could rent videos from 7-Eleven. And I would walk up and down the aisle of the store, and I would look at all the different covers.
Yeah.
And I was like way too scared to like obviously watch it. And my parents didn't really watch horror movies, but that's how I learned about pop culture, just being let loose in a 7-Eleven.
Yeah.
That's how I knew
you knew the latest news about croissants and
I know
and
so
horror
much.
Movies.
I know so much about Slurpees and horror franchises.
What's crazy is like I think my parents know a lot about these things, but it's because this was such a hit movie and they were in their 20s, in their like in the 70s and 80s. So they went to go see it as somebody who was like, "Oh, I'm in this country and like this is a popular movie." Whereas like but I think there's no culture of like let's look at old shit together in my household.
But like, they continue to make Friday the 13th.
Yeah, I mean, I guess the other thing is like I just don't watch horror. You know what I mean?
Well, I mean, there was one question you had, which was like kind of an anime related one, and you like nailed that one.
Yes,
for sure.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
if there's ever a pop quiz show
about anime,
it's specifically about anime,
about
but
Demon
only
Slayer.
Yes, only that.
Yeah.
We're going to get everything else.
Anyways.
But yeah, please check out that podcast.
It's
called Troubled Waters.
Literally, I only scored 3 points in 45 minutes. It was the most... I can't believe it's going to be in public. I'm going to cancel myself.
So funny.
Anyways, I want to ask, you know, our guest what kind of Asian he's been this week. And also, just want a quick reminder. I think this is our 200th episode.
This, I think, is our 200th
episode. Pretty amazing. Pretty amazing.
Yeah.
And I'm very, very excited to bring him home. Here's a little quick intro about him. We used to think this guest was Asian.
Yes.
Until he told us that he wasn't.
He was called Asian passing.
His Asian passing. Those are his words. Those are his words.
That was he said that.
But this dude, he is a comedian.
He's a comedian
in New York City. You
so
can
funny.
See stuff on Comedy Central. He's also an enrolled member of the Tohono O'odham Nation and a member of the Hopi and Navajo Nation. Guys, it's Brian Bahi.
Brian Bahi.
Whoa.
Yo. What's going on?
What's up? How are you guys?
Good, man.
Good. Happy.
It's a huge honor to be here.
I know.
You're going to be 200th ep.
You're going to be the 200th episode.
You're going to be the 200.
We're going because you know, we always, our whole tagline is two Asian guys not from Asia talk about American issues no American care about. But then we were like, you know what? Let's go even beyond American. Let's get even original.
Dog. Original so American.
Original. Yeah. Deep.
Yeah. Deep. First OG American.
Yeah, like yeah. sub. It's like if you dig for like far enough, yes. like you'll, I'm
yeah.
there.
There's like a skeleton wearing short jean shorts. And that's you. We got to ask you, Brian, what kind of Asian were you this week?
Yeah.
All right. If I'm being honest, just to do a little like rip off.
Of course.
From your intro, I think I was horse Asian.
Horse?
Yeah.
Okay.
Horse. Is that what you guys said?
We said horse Asian.
Yeah. There was a horse Asian earlier.
I'm like
earlier.
Deep horse Asian this
deep
week.
Deep horse Asian.
Okay. Yeah.
They'll let us know what that means. Yeah.
Yeah. What does that mean?
I think it means I found a leather jacket at a thrift store this week.
everything you've said so far is the most Native American thing I've heard. I'm a horse Asian and I found a leather jacket. Continue.
I found a leather jacket and it fit me in a way that I've never been able to find a leather jacket fits me before.
I was like,
holy shit, this is fate, like, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm so dumb. Are leather jackets made of horses? I thought it was cows.
It's like cows, but it's like, it just feels like a cowboy vibe in a way.
Oh.
A horse vibe.
Yeah. Was it super expensive?
It was $100.
Okay.
But I feel like if I retailed it, it would have been like easily $6, $7, $8.
I mean, that's the cool thing about sometimes there's a leather jacket. You go to a thrift store, some leather jackets are garbage, and then some of them, you'll find like the one.
I found the one, and I was like, they could have easily marked this up.
Fuck even more.
This is a steal. So I bought it. I have a wedding to go to in like 2 weeks. I'm like, I'm gonna wear this
leather jacket.
Yes!
Are you serious?
Yes.
Yeah.
Is it that kind of wedding you can wear a leather jacket?
Yeah, it's like upstate, but like gay and chill. So I'm like, so that's why I'm horse Asian this week.
Yeah.
Brian, I want to start here. And listen, we've been trying to get you on for a while, even though
we have honestly.
Like internally, we've been trying.
Internally,
to get you
we have.
We just wanted to find the right moment because I feel you're such an interesting person. There's so many things I want to get into, but
it's just
so crazy because like I've personally like you were like one of the first people I ever met when I started comedy.
Seriously, same.
And I don't mean this in like a weird way, but this is truly how it is, and I think you would agree. When I first met you, in my mind, you were Asian and straight. And now you're gay and Navajo.
Yeah.
And so, like, what's up?
You know what I'm saying? Can I say, when you know, this is a thing. When Fumi and I were starting comedy, and this is around the time you started comedy, we could, like, use the radar, right?
Yeah.
We could see through walls and see there was another Asian comedian.
We used Asian comedy radar.
And then we were like, okay, cool.
And you bleeped.
Yeah, and we bleeped.
Bing, bing, bing.
It was a false positive. It was a false positive. But we found you. And then I was like, oh, this guy looks cool. You know, I felt that you were paying attention to what you were wearing, but not like a fashion way.
Well, I gravitated towards Brian because we both dressed disastrously back then.
We both like were coming from like our office jobs.
Yeah,
I feel like,
we
and, like going
H&M
doing these
thing.
Open mics.
We dressed the same.
You
had really short hair.
You had really short hair. Now you have quite long, beautiful hair. But like, I remember I was like, oh, I gotta be friends with this guy. I liked your comedy. You're very nice, and that was cool.
I was also very shy back then.
You were fairly shy.
Yeah, I was shy. I'm just like, I don't know. Like everything, I got overwhelmed at everything, and so I would just like shut down and then just be like, hi. Anytime I talked to anybody, it was like awkward or whatever.
Do you remember what you were even joking about?
Yeah, what was your jokes about?
That's a really good
question.
Because
I know your jokes now, but
they're not. But
you're a different person, dude.
Yeah, I am trying. I think it was a lot about like my family, like my parents.
I think I remember like Arizona jokes and stuff.
It was
like
Arizona, maybe like some like college. It was weird. I don't remember.
Mm. Yeah.
Maybe
do you look back on those times and like is it like a dark time or was it just like
this is
whatever.
Where you were?
It was kind of it wasn't dark. It was, some of the spaces were dark.
Like the creek of the cave. Physically dark.
Physically dark. Going to like a bar at the West Village at like 4 p.m. on a Sunday. That's a dark place to be.
Yeah, for sure.
But I'm also afraid to get like a 23andMe DNA test because like I bet I am like full blown like Asian, you know?
This dude is Taiwanese.
And it's going to ruin your whole like native thing you got going on right now.
Like, oh, no.
And then the 23andMe is, it says I'm straight. Oh, no. Like, oh, fuck. No.
I'm just like, damn, I have to like go circle back to like everything. I'm, like, doing, like,
cut your hair.
Yeah.
You have to get rid of the leather jacket.
H&M. Yeah.
H&M. Yeah.
When did you like start talking more about like being indigenous and kind of like opening about everything else in your life? You know, did something click?
Yeah, I think it's because I just got more comfortable on stage. Yeah, and I was like, because I was fighting that urge early on, I think, because I was like, I know my joke writing isn't there yet. So, but I do want to talk about these things, but I couldn't. I knew it wasn't going to be good. And I knew if I like bombed with it enough, I would lose confidence to actually keep talking about it.
I think that's a smart way to do it, because I think a lot of like Asian comedians or whatever, they'll be like, oh, I want to talk about this thing. They go and they try to talk about it. They don't have this. They're not up there yet. And then they like fuck up with it. And then two things happen. Like they lose confidence, but then other people will be like, oh, that's such a hack thing.
Yeah.
Right? You know what I'm saying? So, but I think it's smart for you to wait. You have the good instinct to like, oh, I'm going to wait until I'm a little better.
Because I feel like I do, if I do like flip through an old notebook or like, I think I found something on my computer from like 2012, 2013 or something. It wasn't even like a joke, but it was just like me like journaling, sadly.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, wait, this is actually like kind of funny. I forget what it is I was talking about, but it was like deep, but like funny. It was like something that I would talk about now.
But you know what's weird is like, so back then, you know, we had our Asian raider up and we're like, Brian Bahi is Asian. Bahi must be Japanese because consonant vowel.
Bahi,
Abe, Bahi, whatever. But we also wanted to claim you because there were so few Asian comedians.
There were so
like,
few.
We need Brian. We need Brian.
Yeah, you're part of the team now.
You're part of the team.
You're still part of the team. I don't care.
But, I don't know. I wasn't invited to that hangout either.
When I get invited to a hangout, buddy, I swear to God, you would be there. You would be at that hangout, and then I'm just on Instagram, just like, what the hell?
But it's funny. It is funny to be like, Arin saying the photographer.
Yeah.
He was photographing like, what was it, the Asian Comedy Festival or something?
Yeah.
He's like, so are you doing that? And I'm like, no. And he's like, why not? I'm like, because.
Is this something you've always had?
You have a joke about passing as Asian.
Passing.
Do you have other just like random stories?
Literally,
like
okay. I was at this, there's this like gay space called $3 Bill, which is in Brooklyn. They had a lot of like outdoor like dance parties or whatever.
Yeah.
I was there one night. Bo and Yang was there. And we were just kind of like, there was like a bunch of other comedians there. So we were kind of like all like in a group, but it's like, there was like a lot of people there.
Yeah.
And then at one point, somebody comes up to me, like, this, like, white dude. He's, like, he's pretty drunk, but, like, he comes up and he's like, are you Bo and Yang?
Oh, my God.
Oh,
what?
My God.
I fully have long hair. This was, like, a month ago.
You don't look anything like Bowen.
And then I'm like, yeah.
Oh, yes.
And then he's like, I love your work.
Oh, my God.
And I was like, thank you.
Follow me at Brian Bahi.
Follow me at Brian Bahi.
I did tell Bowen that, and he was like, I'm sorry that happened to you. Like, damn.
Well, you know, it's interesting because, you know, earlier we were talking about like, oh, if you do Asian material, people might think it's hack or whatever. I would even argue that because I don't even think I know other Native American comedians.
I mean, there's
so
a
it's like
few.
I don't even know what a hack Native American joke is because I don't hear any at all. You know what I mean?
Should I invent that?
Do it. Do the fucking, you know, you're Native American if you, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Just do that. And
if you wear a leather jacket.
Yeah, if you wear a leather jacket, if you're a deep horse.
To a gay wedding.
You're a gay person. Yeah. I want to hear it.
It's like so specific.
Yeah. Are there like Native American comedians you look up to or like are close to? Like, I don't even.
There's a lot. I feel like the pandemic, like really when we were forced to go online and then like really just like find, like connect with people.
Yeah.
That's how I found out about a lot of comedians, like other
like
Native comedians. There's Jackie Kalei is in like Oakland and she did like this.
Oh, that's cool.
She did this like thing called like Good Medicine, which was like a huge outdoor show in July at this like Shakespeare Theater. And it was like me, her, this comedian from New Mexico named Adrian Chalapa, a guy named Mark Yaffe, who's like in Nevada.
Yeah.
Mm. And then a comedian, damn, she's in LA. I forget her name. Mm.
Whatever. There's like one from each state.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, that's really crazy. You have to like
one
a summit.
One from each people.
That's
yeah.
really crazy.
And so, it's a, yeah. yeah and it's how was that? Like, it was fun as hell. I was like worried because I'm like, are they going to get... And I was like, are my jokes too Brooklyn, first of all?
Yeah.
And then it's like, are they not native enough? You know?
Oh. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So
yeah.
I feel sometimes. And then, but then like, it was like good. It went well.
Was it a native audience?
No. Yes and no.
Okay.
So it was like 50% native and then 50% like allies. I kind of feel
that's kind of like our show.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Did you feel like you could like really get super niche?
Specific with your...
Because like the other day we had a show, we were doing our Hack City show and... Then Fumi made a joke about how he holds chopsticks like a baby. And this one guy was dying. And we were just like ran with it. And we were just like talking about how to hold your chopsticks like a baby. And the crowd was just loving it. And we were just like, no one outside of this room would get what we're talking
right.
about.
Like,
you know?
It's you make fun of people who can't hold their chopsticks.
They can't hold their
right.
chopsticks.
But that's
right.
like a very.
That's
fucked
up because I probably
thing.
Hold it like that too.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
You probably do. You probably also hold it like a baby. But, you know, that's just an example. Do you feel like there's. You know, because sometimes I feel like if I'm in the right crowd, I can almost joke not about anything, but I'm like, I'm going to pull this deep cut out and people are going to love it because
yeah.
like
yeah.
they never heard
cuts.
This before. Yeah, deep cuts.
I feel like I'm always a little bit, I mean, this is what I'm trying to work on as a comedian, I guess, is like just like trusting that they'll follow you.
Yeah.
yeah.
Even if they might not know exactly
right.
what it is you're
yeah.
talking about.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
that way... Because I don't do that. My inclination is to not do that. I used to always play it safe.
Yeah,
and like,
yeah, yeah.
Play to the bottom of people's intelligence. yeah, yeah. I'm like,
sometimes
everyone,
gotta,
everyone
I get
in
it.
This audience is a dumbass. Let me like really
yeah.
spell it out for them.
Yeah.
But it'd be cool to like not have to worry about that and just be like, hey, yeah, let me talk about, you know, something about like...
We're all waiting.
Fry bread.
Yo, damn.
I didn't even get that, but I
know what you're talking,
talking
about. Holy shit.
But I like it. I'm already
Brian Bonnet with the fry bread memes. I do want to know. I mean, like, what was it like growing up? I mean, you're from Arizona.
I'm from Arizona. Yeah. Was born and raised in Phoenix, Arizona, mm-hmm. which is like a city in Arizona.
Yeah, we know.
We've heard that. That's not that deep cut. That's not a deep cut. That's not a fried bread cut. We know Phoenix. Yeah.
But I had like I was surrounded by like dozens of like my cousins. My mom is like one of eight children.
Oh,
my
shit.
Dad is one of nine
oh,
children.
Fuck off. Okay.
So I have like countless uncles and aunts, and then cousins, and then. So I was just like surrounded by them, and then like I went to like this Catholic middle school and high school, so like it was kind of like a weird dichotomy of like growing up like in like an ultra native environment and
yeah.
then also this like non-native environment
at the
same time.
Were your parents like trying to get you to appreciate, you know, your background and heritage like that, or were they just trying to get you to assimilate?
I think they were a little bit of both.
Okay.
I think like when they wanted me to assimilate, they would I don't know.
yeah.
I feel like when they wanted me to pay attention and like learn about my background, it was always like when I didn't want to do it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They're
yeah,
like,
yeah.
let's go like dirt, let's go like to the reservation like during the summer or something. And I'm just like, I just want to fucking be at a pool.
Yeah, yeah.
Watch.
On a skateboard.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
So I was like a bratty child at
yeah.
like the
what so I know that in the intro I named like three tribes.
Yeah.
Is it because your parents are mixed? I also like, I think Fawn, our producer, said an outline, you can only register under one or something like that.
Yeah.
Is that true?
Yeah. In like the U.S., you can only register under one, which
so
is kind of like.
So can you talk a little bit more about
yeah,
that? Like,
what's
your
going
family
on there?
Background and like what
yeah.
you register
yeah.
under?
So
work?
My mom is Hopi and San Atham.
Okay.
And the San Atham tribe is like this tribe that's on the like the southern part of Arizona. It kind of goes into Mexico a little bit.
Oh, okay.
And then Hopi is like northern Arizona, and then my dad's Navajo, which is just like a northern
yeah.
Arizona tribe. A lot of us are out there.
Is there like is that like a fairly typical thing for like there to be mixing of the different like tribes and stuff?
Yeah.
Do they talk shit about each other like Asians?
Yeah, do you guys do? Oh my god.
they
we
actually
all know about these Hopis, you know what I'm saying? They're
they
so
actually
angry.
Do.
But,
they're, everyone's like, Hopis are short.
Oh,
and
is that
slow.
What?
Oh,
yeah.
Yo,
hit me with that.
Hit
me with the fry bread. Hit me with the fry bread.
But I'm like, damn, but I'm also like, yeah.
Oh, shit.
I'm like, damn.
I love this.
Yeah. Oh my god.
What are Navajos
weird.
Known for?
Yeah, what are Navajos known for?
Navajo was in my textbook.
You know what they?
I've heard of Navajos.
Yeah,
Navajos
do they're like, always dressing in Balenciaga. You know,
yeah.
something like that. Hit me with that.
Navajos are always like at Walmart.
I don't know which one is worse. I don't know.
Oh, is that at Walmart?
Meanwhile, I'm like a short deal.
Yeah, and at Walmart a lot.
Yeah, you're at Walmart a lot. Yeah. Okay. That's tight. So let's just say if my parents were willing to get like real Vietnamese on a weekend, right? Like on, let's say it's a Saturday. You know, I'm maybe in like middle school or high school, and we would go. Let's see, what's our tradition? We like go to like dim sum, right?
Yeah.
Because like, you know, we kind of got that from Chinese people, and it's some good shit. We would go to the Vietnamese grocery store. We would go. We wouldn't usually go to a Catholic. We're Catholic also, so like we would go to just like a regular white people mass. But there's Vietnamese mass. We would hang out in Little Saigon, right? And like Vietnamese food, Vietnamese groceries.
This is the Bay Area we're talking about.
This
right?
is in Orange County. This is in Orange County, okay. And that's like a real Vietnamese experience. I go to the Asian Garden Mall, like walk around, maybe buy a suit for only $50, you know, some cheap shit like that. My mom would endlessly haggle about jade with like some jeweler, right? That's
Hell
like
yeah.
a very Vietnamese experience. Is there like, what's the equivalent move, you know what I'm saying? You're eating fry bread. You're at Walmart. What are you doing, you know?
You're eating fry bread. You're probably calling all your like, your family members being like, hey, whose backyard is clean? Like,
really? For a party or just
yeah,
like a cleanliness?
Just like a hang.
Oh, okay.
It's you guys like barbecue? Is that a barbecue?
It's like a food situation. Everyone's okay. like loves to cook, but no one wants to do it really.
Yeah.
Because it's like, right? If we cook,
yeah, because it's like classic Hopi move.
Because if you agree to cook, it's like you're cooking for 50, 60 people, fuck. And it's like, fuck, should I do this? Do I really want to do this? But it's like going over to somebody's place, just eating, and then talking.
Is there Hennessy?
You know what?
Is there
no.
choice of alcohol?
Yeah.
I feel like, all right, my family's like very straight edge, so I think there okay. is. I think yeah. it's like beer.
Okay.
Like
okay.
any type of beer.
Yeah.
Not my family, but just like other native people.
Sure, sure.
But yeah, I don't know.
So did you like, I think I read that you would go to the reservations like over the summers or like on the weekends to see your grandparents or something like that?
Yeah, I would go during the summer.
Okay, I don't know. I'm very stupid. I don't know anything about reservations. Like, can I get in? Like, what is it like? What's the vibe, dude?
The vibe is, yeah, you can for sure get in.
I can just drive in.
You'd probably get in, like, you'd like live there if you wanted.
Oh, really? I don't know. Like I don't really understand. Like,
is it like mad destitute there? Is it just like
it's just like
no
it's so well, it's like, very rural. At okay. least the ones in Arizona, just like based on the Arizona landscape, which is like very flat.
Right.
Yeah.
And like there's like not a lot of like vegetation or whatever.
Yeah.
Unless you go like further up north, it's like it's rural. Like there's paved roads, but the roads aren't well maintained.
Yeah.
And then there's a lot of like dirt road situations. Yeah. So yeah, you could just go, but like you also need to know like where the gas stations are. Otherwise you'll probably get stranded.
Yeah.
and people live out there. There's schools out there. It's like a whole community.
Yeah. Families, schools, hospitals are like fewer and far between, mm-hmm. but you kind of like, they are there. And
also there's like a Walmart, like one Walmart.
There's like one Walmart. All the fucking Navajos are there. it's not even their reservation, but they're still there.
Yeah. We're actually from Mississippi, and it just rolled up. That's tight. I mean, well, I don't know if that's tight, but like, I was like kind of like you. I didn't want to do any of the Vietnamese things. You know what I'm saying? I wanted to just like sit around and like watch TV.
Yeah.
I was like a shitty kid, you know.
I feel like
and now I'm like, oh, this is awesome. But
I did like it. It's just like when I went, no one went with me. Like I would go, but then I would go by myself.
Mm. You know, when your friends are there or anything.
Yeah, like none of my cousins were there, none of my friends were there, and I was like, oh, and then I'm like, oh wait, I'm here for like a month.
Oh
and
shit.
Then,
yeah. What do you do?
I would like watch TV.
Yeah.
A lot of VH1.
Is there that's very native, I guess.
Yeah.
is it look down upon for a family to sort of like move out of the reservation? Because I know like your family did not live on a reservation, your immediate family, right? Like is that move sort of a big deal, or is it just like
I feel like it doesn't really matter now. Mm-hmm. I feel like it's depending on wherever you live, it's just like do your thing kind of. I don't think it's really looked down upon.
Yeah
as long as you're like not like a bum or whatever, then it's like everyone's like, all right, cool. Mm-hmm. Do you.
Guys, if you're listening to this podcast, or honestly, Anals, if you're watching this podcast on YouTube, we have a YouTube channel, by the way, you're probably wondering, God damn, why does Fumi and Mike look so good all the time? Their hair is perfect, especially Mike. And honestly, I bet this smells so good. I kind of want to take a whiff of their armpits. Well, if you're feeling that way, I'll tell you why we look and smell that way. It is because of Hawthorne. Hawthorne is a premium men's grooming brand that makes it quick and easy to be confidently your best with skincare and hair care made just for you. They use data from hundreds of thousands of customers to recommend perfect products for your body chemistry, skin type, hair type, and lifestyle. First, take Hawthorne's quiz. They ask me things like, how often do I shower? If you're white, I think that's like once a month. You know, what kind of quality is my skin? Is it dry? Is it oily? What kind of drinks do I like? Do I smoke? What is my ideal dinner date? All that stuff like that. I ended up getting the essential bundle, and it came with things like work cologne, play cologne, stain-free deodorant, foaming shave gel, sensitive body wash, and clarifying shampoo. Let them recommend a face cleanser, so lean on Hawthorne to upgrade your body wash, shampoo, and deodorant. Hawthorne stands by the customer, so if you're not completely satisfied, they'll retailer your products for free based on your feedback and pay for the shipping. So there's truly no risk. So make sure you're ready for anything or anyone that comes your way by taking Hawthorne's quiz today. Go to hawthorne.co and use promo code NOTASIAN to get 10% off your first purchase. That's HAWTHORNE.co, promo code NOTASIAN. Hawthorne.co, promo code NOTASIAN.
Listen, Mike, you know me on the podcast. I like to laugh like an insane person, spread joy through jokes and yes. inappropriate comments. But is that how I feel on the inside in 2020? Absolutely not, Mike.
No, man.
It's a dark mess in here, dude. Sometimes I'm really sad. Sometimes I'm a little depressed. I'm really stressed. You know, and I think a lot of people with the pandemic, they're not really sure about job security, and that's a huge source of stress for a lot of people. And I think if any of our listeners feel this way, they should check out our sponsor, BetterHelp. BetterHelp will assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist.
Connect in a safe and private online environment. It's so convenient.
You can start communicating in under 24 hours.
This isn't self-help. It's professional counseling.
Send a message to your counselor anytime.
You'll get timely and thoughtful responses. Plus, you can schedule weekly video or phone sessions.
Woo! All without ever having to sit in an uncomfortable waiting room. You know how those waiting rooms can be, bro.
BetterHelp is committed to facilitating great therapeutic matches. So they make it easy and free to change counselors if you need it.
And it's more affordable than traditional offline counseling, and financial aid is available.
Licensed professional counselors who specialize in depression, stress, anxiety, relationships, sleeping, trauma, anger, family conflicts, LGBT matters, grief, and self-esteem.
I want you to start living a happier life today. As a listener, you'll get 10% off your first month by visiting our sponsor at betterhelp.com/asian. Join over 1 million people who have taken charge of their mental health. Again, that's betterhelp, HELP.com/asian.
You know, we've talked a lot about on here, there's, you know, Vietnamese people, we're fairly political in a bad way, because like a lot of Vietnamese people like Trump. And so my parents were, a lot of Vietnamese people like Trump. So there's a lot of whole thing. There's a whole thing. But, you know, I feel like we're at least politically aware, a lot of Vietnamese people, just because of, you know, a lot of us were refugees. We kind of like keep our, you know, we kind of keep our cards close to us as far as knowing what's going on, I think, because of what everything that's happened and with the war and everything like that. And so we kind of like keep tabs, I guess you could say. Right. So is there a similar thing? Do people are like, you know, was your family and your community, was there like a political thread going through there of like, you know, like these fucking white people fucked us up so bad, you know what I'm saying? Or is it like, you know what? All right, we're going to watch VH1, you know, and just live our lives, you know, or, you know, is there anything like that?
I feel like my parents were like quietly political. They never like really forced anything on us, which was like a little bit confusing, because I'm like, who am I like going for in this election?
Yeah.
I wasn't really voting. I'm like, who should we like be kind of like, yeah, you know, rallying around? Yeah. But yeah, they are anti-Trump, which is cool. so they were kind of like under their radar, and then, but also it's like, Arizona's just like, it used to be so like red,
yeah,
state,
so
conservative,
red.
Yeah. I think it was kind of like a little bit, I feel like at that time I would have been scared to like be like, no, like to
right.
be like anti-Republican in that
sure,
state.
Sure, sure, sure.
Outwardly.
Yeah.
To be like outwardly anti-Republican, because I'm like, is something going to happen?
Yeah.
It's like an open carry state.
Yeah, it's an open carry state.
People are walking
around
with like guns and shit, and I'm just like, yeah, I'm I'm like, yeah, I'm Republican.
Yeah, you know, hey, you know, Bernie's a good guy. And yeah. Just, yeah, people capping you, you know?
That's crazy. Well, I wanted to, you know, we want to have you on because we want to talk about Reservation Dogs, dude.
Reservation Dogs.
If you haven't seen it, it's an amazing show on FX. It's available on Hulu. Here's a little quick synopsis. I guess it's a Reservation Dogs is a comedy television series created by Sterling Harjo and Taika Waititi. It is a notable first that it features all indigenous writers and directors along with an almost entirely indigenous American cast and production team.
Wow.
Which is amazing. I didn't know about the production team.
Yeah, that's cool.
Everybody was of indigenous descent in the thing. As far as I'm concerned, I think it might be the first like normal TV show about Native America. I've never seen like a sitcom or anything
where it's like really
that.
Centered around like
Native
their
people.
Native people. Yeah. Like they're from their experience.
Yeah. There was like Rutherford Falls, which was on Peacock in April, I think.
Well,
I feel like that was, yeah.
I mean,
that was, I feel like that was the first, because that one was like full blown. Well, Ed Helms was on it, but.
Right. So Native.
Ed Helms. So Native.
Native icon, Ed Helms.
Always at Walmart. Yeah.
Well, you know, in Reservation Dogs, it's like, it's so funny, because I was looking at the cast, and they'll have a long Native American names, and I think it says Bill Burr.
Yeah.
Bill Burr's,
and Bill
in,
Burr's
it.
In it. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a really good, I've seen like four episodes of it, and it's just like, I don't know, I feel, I've obviously this is not my life or whatever, but it was it's just cool to see these like young actors. They're all funny. It's like it's like funny, and there's a drama, and then they have this like recurring thing where he's having, like the main character, he's having a vision of this like warrior who's like keeps talking to him, and the warrior is like, hilarious.
And so good.
He's like
so
the
good.
Antithesis of the crazy horse, right?
Yeah.
Because so many times I think in film and TV, you just, if there's an Indian guy or Native American guy, he's on a horse and it's crazy horse and he gets shot or whatever the fuck. But this one, this warrior is like kind of out of shape. You know, he's stealing. He's like kind of doing all the kinds of stuff. So it was really cool. I mean, I think
against type.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was really cool.
And also it was just such a, like, yeah, I mean, I guess like I would never say this is interesting only because it's about Native Americans, but it definitely is because it's like a story I've never heard before. And also it was very three dimensional in that like it wasn't really about them being Native American. It was just really about like these kids who live on this reservation.
Yeah.
And like how shitty their life can be.
It's just like
at such a young age.
Yeah.
Yeah. What that show does like so well is like it's so funny, but it's also like it does the thing that like where like an episode ends and you're like, you like feel like physically different in a way.
Yeah.
It like leaves you like emotionally like on a different like level, I feel like, which is like so hard to do with a comedy, because it's like you can do jokes and shit, but then it's like there's also this like very like I don't know what the word is, but it's like you, it's like not dramatic, but it's like something shifted, like the writing or the directing or just like something, the way that they told the story was so good that you're like, yeah, it was funny, but it's also just like I feel like I enriched by like having seen this story.
Yeah.
On TV.
You do feel like the show, it's funny, but if you kind of like look at what's happening, you know, these kids, they're poor. The whole thing starts off with, you know, they used to have a friend and he died, and they said that the reservation killed him. Right. And so there's this, like this underlying thing where there's a lot of like despair, you know, because like of whatever thing, you know, like they want to leave because they're like, well, the reservation will kill us. And despite that, there's like all these, they have a lot of hope and all these things, but they kind of know they're up against a lot of forces.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I have cousins that like grew up on the reservation. Mm-hmm. It's not ideal. There's a lot that like is again, like, yeah, it's like schools aren't good. Okay. There's like not a lot of like access to like opportunities and like shit like that, and it's just like and it's like, yeah, there's a lot. If you're growing up on the reservation, it's like you have a lot to overcome.
Right.
Also, I should point out, I have nothing to do with the show.
Oh yeah, no, yeah.
I would love to, but
oh, real quick, I researched that they are, the people in the show, they're from the Muscogee Nation.
Is that in Oklahoma?
Yeah. It is. Any dirt on the Muscogee tribe?
Yeah,
no.
What are these guys
Oklahoma.
At? Huh? Come on. Are they always at Chevy's? Huh? Something
like
that?
Yeah, they're always
always ordering fajitas.
breaking their pinky toe.
Classic Muskogee.
Yeah.
This is something we wanted to ask you about because, you know, on this podcast, we talk a lot about Asian representation. Mm. And I feel, despite the fact that there's a lot of sub-ethnic groups within, like, the Asian community, like, I'm Japanese and Mike is Vietnamese, there is sort of a unified bond when I see an Asian-American person. By that, I mean somebody who grew up here, was called Ching Chong, you know, whatever, yeah. Went through all that shit, the same thing we all did, like a Steven Yuen, you know? And so there's a lot of, you know, we see things like that. It's cool for us. And I was wondering if... First of all, this is produced by Taika Waititi. He's not even American. He's
Maori.
He's indigenous.
Yeah,
but
he's indigenous.
Maori.
He's like, yeah.
Right? So there's that, the fact that, like, it's made by a guy who's not really from here. Also, Muskogee, not necessarily your tribe. I was wondering for Native Americans, you know, when it comes to representation, are you at the point where you're just like, I just need to see
just
a brown
indigenous
face?
Folks together?
Or like, is it like, unless I see a half Navajo, half Hopi guy, yeah. That's nothing for me.
Fuck this.
You know? What?
I feel like everybody loves it. Everybody, like my cousins and aunts, like they're like posting about it on social. They love the show.
Yeah,
I think it's just like a big win for Native people because it is kind of like, even though we are spread out all over the country, it's like there is like an underlying kind of just like experience to like what it's like to grow up on a reservation, what it's like to like be Native in America, basically.
Yeah. Well, like a lot of the actors are from Canada, you know, and so there's like this whole thing.
I didn't know that.
Oh yeah, yeah. They're
Wait,
a lot.
Maybe
of
I didn't
from,
know that.
Yeah, they're from a lot of them from Canada. I mean, they're you know from indigenous peoples there.
Yeah.
So I feel there is like this kind of, you know, hey, have you ever had your culture wiped out? This is the show for you. You know, like a, you know, is there
right?
Like that's like a thing.
And then it's like just having to be a kid and like dealing with that when like you really are like. Powerless against everything a little bit.
Do you feel is there a thing where you know, because Taika Waititi, he's Maori, right? And that, you know, that's a people, like an indigenous people. Do you feel, is there like a pan indigenous thing? Because sometimes, for, you know, Fumi and I, we often talk about Asian American and we usually rep that, but then like it goes out and like Canadians will like kind of understand what we're talking about.
Australian
and sometimes
Asians,
Australian Asians, and sometimes people who are just like, they're like, you know, Malaysian, but they went to university in Manchester, and people will be like, those people, like, that's a greater like Western Asian
diaspora
thing. Like, that's sort of like the biggest audience we, you know, if we really wanted to. It's not like I, you know, me and the, you know, Malaysian dude who lives in Australia, like, see perfectly eye to eye, but we do have commonality. Is there like any commonality across like different indigenous groups like around the world?
Like white people are evil.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
I feel like that. Like, that's kind of it.
That's a big one.
That's a big one.
Yeah, and then I don't know.
I mean, personally, like when you saw that this was, you know, made by Taika Waititi, like,
that's cool.
Is that cool for you, or is it just like did it even matter the fact that he was Maori? You know what I mean?
No, that is cool.
It's important.
Okay.
I feel like he's like one of us for sure.
Yeah.
Well, he's always been repping
He reps.
He honestly, I like found out about all that shit like through him because I liked his movies growing up, and and he was he's always like talking about that because we don't really learn about that shit in school.
Because also, I think. I mean, like, without him, it wouldn't have been possible. And I feel like I heard this on, like, a podcast or I read about it or something, but, like, him and the creator, Sterling Harjo, were, like, they go back, like, way... They were, like...
They're friends from...
So they just kind of, like, bonded over, I guess, like, commonalities between their experiences growing up on, like, in, like, indigenous land or whatever.
Yeah, I can't believe... So, like, in an interview, Taika Waititi was on, like, Kimmel or something. And he joked, he was like, yeah, it's a you know, comedy show about four Native American kids who live in a reservation. And it's like the first one. And it only took him 600 years to make it. And we're like, ha ha ha. And I'm like, wait a second. It really did take 600 years.
Yeah.
It's such a crazy, like, I don't know what other shows are like this, really, you know?
Yeah. It's wild. It's like, what is... I feel like nobody... it's just like nobody trusted that anybody wanted to see Native people.
Yeah.
I feel like even like less so than Asians.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
You know what I mean? Like, Asian people, we barely get a shot, but I feel
I don't even know for a long time if native stories were even in the conversation.
I feel like
know?
It's because they, I don't know where I heard this, but
is it too sad?
It's like, yeah, I think it's like when people see native people on screen or just like anywhere, they automatically are like reminded that like, oh yeah, there was like
some shit.
Huge like murder vibes.
Vibes. Murder vibes. Oh man, these murder vibes. I need some crystals for these murder vibes.
And so it's just like, they're like, I don't want to like be reminded of that. Yeah. So let's kind of just like, in a way, just like silence them and just kind of like make sure that we don't have to like look at them or hear from them. Because then that will make us feel bad or something.
That's a great point. I think on top of the fact that I think for Hollywood for a long time said, oh, they don't want to see black women. They don't want to hear Asians. They don't want to hear Latinx stories. I think behind all that is that fuel of like, I don't want to be reminded. Because if I give you the green light, you're going to talk about how we're evil. Right?
Exactly.
If you had a TV show, you are going to have an episode about like, weird white people experience you had, right?
So much.
It's gonna make them feel weird, and I feel like that definitely was like a top reason why they didn't have any stories like that for like 600 fucking years.
Yeah, you know? Totally. And now it's like actually happening, and it's like okay.
you're the most chill comedian.
Oh, you're so chill. You're so underrated.
Like representation. Oh okay.
Man, there were murder vibes.
Okay,
these murder vibes are like totally not me.
There are a couple things in the show that I wanted to ask you about. You may not know, but they use the word shit ass a lot.
Yeah,
is that like a slang in that community? Like I've never heard that before.
Okay, as far as I know, no. I think that might be just like something very specific to them, like a friend group or something.
Mm. Okay.
Probably like the writers probably.
Okay.
What is the deal with the owl eyes?
Oh, okay. That is so funny. I didn't know because in my tribe, specifically Thanaothem, like owls are like bad. It's like you see an owl that's like bad.
Oh, really?
Bad luck. And so
you can even just see.
Not even. I don't know if it's bad luck or it's just like bad in general. But it's like if you see an owl, it's like oh shit, something bad might happen or something.
Oh shit!
And so I didn't realize that was like every. Like an every tribe type of thing.
Yeah.
But then there's an episode where they blur out the owl statue or whatever.
And they pixelate it.
And I was like, oh my God, that's so funny. Because I'm like I don't know if anybody gets this.
No,
but like,
I didn't get it at
so
all.
So funny.
Yeah, we were, I mean, I got it because I YouTubed it. I was like, what's going on here? And they were, and like how the kids don't want to look at the owl and like they blurred out the eyes and stuff like that. It's like, it's like a super, again, a deep cut. It's like a fry bread of what this is. Yeah.
I lost my mind. And maybe that's why I should go deep cut in comedy, because it's like, maybe not everybody will get it, but one person will lose their mind over this.
Yes. I think so. Yeah. And then here's the thing is that, you know, laughter is contagious, because once I knew that was a thing, I wanted to be in the in-group. And I was like, I want to also be afraid of owls.
And then you looked it up.
And I was like, I looked it up. And I was like, this is hilarious.
And
it's
now the next time you see an owl like in a native context or something, you'll be like, oh, this is why it's funny.
This is super bad. Yeah, exactly.
Damn. Wait, this is like educational. Holy shit.
Right, you've been hanging out with white people too much.
You got to hang out with the Asians.
The Asians where you belong.
We're real proud of repping Zojirushi and rice cookers and all sorts of chopsticks and stuff like that.
Let me into the Asian Comedy Festival.
Here's a question too. Do you speak the languages?
No, I bought. My dad speaks Navajo fluently. My mom doesn't speak any of her tribe's languages, but I did buy. What's the app?
Duolingo.
Yeah,
they got that shit for Navajo.
They have Navajo on Duolingo, and I'm like,
whoa. That's fucking weird.
I started it, and I'm like, damn, I forgot how hard it is to like learn shit.
Did you grow up speaking it at all or anything?
No, I grew up like. I knew words and stuff.
Yeah.
And I was like pretty good about that, but then it just kind of like faded away. It's a lot of like
this sound like
this is a common.
Huh. Okay, what does that mean?
Nothing. But it's just like
it's just
saying
the
N-word. It's just like one of the most common sounds. I feel like you have to do.
How do you say like dog or something? Or what? I don't know.
Oh,
same one.
I
want
to say dog is like che.
Huh.
Okay.
That's off. That's wrong.
I want our Navajo speakers to come in here and fill our DMs with angry messages about
Bahe. Is that Navajo last name?
Bahe is it's my dad's last name. I don't know if it's Navajo though. What is my? I think my grandpa did have like a straight up like. I think he was like Many Mule's grandson. Like that's kind of
Really?
Yeah. And it's just like it was one of those names where it's like, it's just like you. that's how they associate you with like your environment or whatever. Yeah. And then somebody's like, that's your name now. And it's like, whoa. Okay.
Do you have a native name?
No.
I know you have a joke about it.
Yeah.
Chipotle bathroom code.
Right.
That's your joke. It's so funny.
Chipotle bathroom code. I don't, but I'm like, I really toyed around with the idea this summer of changing my name to Miami.
Really? Miami?
Yeah.
The city?
Like full-blown Miami. Yeah, the city.
No. For reasons just unrelated
like,
to...
Just to... I'm like, my vibe is Miami now.
Yeah. Miami Bahe.
Miami Bahe.
Now you sound like an expensive cocktail.
And now I'm like... Yeah. I think the moment passed, but there was a period, like a solid 2 months where I was like, when I can, I'm going to go into the court or whatever and be like, I'm going to change my name to Miami Bahe. But my stage name would still be Brian.
Your what name?
My stage
name. Stage name.
Oh, that's an interesting inversion because usually stage names are more interesting than the regular names.
Yeah. Right.
But it's like Miami Bahe.
He's about subverting expectations.
But he goes by Brian.
Oh my God.
Which like is kind of fire.
So maybe if I had to give myself like an actual like dead serious like indigenous name, it would be Miami.
I notice sometimes in the show the spirit, like he'll say stuff and then he'll like whoop. He like do a whooping sound.
Oh yeah,
right.
Is that like is like a chill thing you guys do? Chill whooping vibes, you know?
I feel like that's a very like, that wasn't it, but
yeah.
That's a very like.
I can't imagine you doing it to you, Brian. You're so chill.
Impersonate like a warrior, you know? It's just kind of like that's how like I feel like that's very like drunk native. That's like something they would do.
That's tight.
Yeah,
you get drunk and just start whooping.
They just do impressions of warriors.
Oh,
that's better than like being racist. You know,
I guess.
That's nice. Yeah.
I mean, I know me and my boys get drunk. We just start like posing in front of a Tesla. You know what I'm saying? That's like our thing. That's equivalent, I guess, for y'all.
What was that? What did you guys make of that character, the twins who are like rappers?
Oh yeah,
and rap seems to be a big motif in the thing, like hip hop culture.
Right.
And there's even an episode where like his dad is a rapper, but he's rapping about his reservation.
Yeah.
Is that like, I don't know anything about it. It could just be that show. Maybe they did it for comedic effects, but like, is hip hop culture and or just maybe like Black American things in general, is it like somehow intertwined in modern?
I feel like, yeah. I feel like, okay. So I feel like rap and like anything that's like non-white culture, like, that's kind of like what brown people kind of like had to, brown kids or whatever had to like latch onto. They're like, well, I don't really identify with like these white, like this.
That's such a good point. Shit. Yeah.
And
absolutely.
So it's like, let me gravitate towards like this other thing. And so I feel like there is a lot of like rap influence. Especially back when music was so just like, you had to pick one or the other, you know? It's like, no one listened to everything. It's like, you gotta listen to rap. It's like, I only listen to rap.
Yes. It was so racialized when I was growing up. It was if you either you listen to hip hop or you listen to what at the time was called alternative.
Yeah.
And if you listen to alternative, you're white. And
right.
What's alternative?
Alternative.
Like Lifehouse?
No, it's like.
Like Nirvana.
Nirvana. Yeah, exactly. Like
alternative rock.
Alternative rock.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah, so it was like, like that. And it was very racialized. It was like if there was like one or two Asian kids who listened to alternative and like wore Vans, you know, like,
right.
They were like, oh, look at this. You're trying to be white. Yeah, exactly. It's Fumi. You know, and everybody else was like, we all listened to like Tupac and shit like that.
Exactly.
It was very like that.
So I feel like that's kind of what happened. And then that like, and then just like native kids kind of just like, well, yeah, I listen to rap. Let me rap.
Yo,
or at least attempt to rap.
Last question for me about like there's a whole thing where they talk about one of their uncles is real tradish.
Yeah,
like what does that mean exactly?
I mean, being traditional, I feel like is just kind of like you do everything in the same way that like the generation before you or even like a couple generations before you did stuff. Mm. So it's like you kind of
you're using dial up. You're
using dial up. You still have a Nokia.
Yeah.
You know,
the block phone. Yeah.
Very Navajo.
Very not very traditional.
Yeah. Actually is very Navajo.
The Nokia?
Yeah. I can imagine that.
Just kidding.
Yeah. This is a game we're playing with our good friend Miami Bahe. And we usually play Asian Not Asian with our guests, which is usually where people name something, and then the guest has to say whether it's Asian or not Asian, and we tell them if they're right or wrong because we know everything.
Mm-hmm.
But we're gonna play a different game with Miami. We're gonna play Native Not Native.
Yes. Whoa. And these are things you mentioned on the we talked about on the podcast today. And you're going to tell us if it's native or if it's not native, and you have to explain
you
why.
You have to explain why.
Okay. And we will tell you if you're right or wrong, because we now know everything about what it's like to be native.
I love it.
So,
okay.
You can go first.
Here we go. VH1
is native.
Oh, so native.
Because they're playing Shania Twain.
Whoa.
You know what's kind of interesting to me? So
Shania Twain is a country music god.
It's kind of interesting to me. I don't know why this happens, because this kind of happens with me and these people too. But like the thing that was like real bad for your people ends up becoming good. So like, for example, for Vietnamese people, you would think that would be like kind of not cool with a whole bunch of like U.S. military stuff, but like we love military shit.
I'm like, is Shania Twain native?
So like, well,
no, I don't think so. Okay. Well, I think she might be Canadian.
Oh, okay, so I thought you brought it up because I thought there was some lineage I wasn't privy to. Okay.
Well, no, she's just like, she's a country music superstar, and native people love country music.
Oh, okay.
You know, because I wouldn't think that native people would be down with cowboys, because like cowboys are kind of like the fucking oppressors. You know,
they in a way they are, but aren't at the same time, because it's like, yeah, they were cowboys were like shitty, but it's like natives were also cowboys too, in the same way that it's like, but they just like didn't have the
that's fine really, finding leather jackets.
That's exactly. A really interesting insight, Mike, that the thing that you think they wouldn't be down with, they're down, because like in Japan, like after the war, like you know what became really cool? Everyone wanted to dress like punk rock, like American jackets,
hair,
American, like Van Halen,
getting American,
the heavy metal hair. They were doing all that shit. Like, it is, it's weird.
It's kind of weird. Like
didn't
how
they just fuck you?
And then we just kind of like that. Yeah. We like take those things and like we kind of like fetishize them in a weird way. Anyways, it was
or it's just like reclaiming,
or like remixing it, or turning it back on the thing. I thought it was interesting.
That is interesting.
Yeah, Vietnamese people can be like, because we're always like in like camo. You know, we're like, we love camo. I'm serious. Okay, all right. Is this falling thing native or not native? Target.
Not native.
Not native.
It's only Walmart.
It's only Walmart.
It's only Walmart.
Whoa. Okay. Not even sense. Like
super centers.
What is it? Kmart. How about Kmart?
Kmart's actually native.
Okay.
The CEO.
That's where
actually.
The K stands for. I don't know what that means. Okay.
Cowboy boots.
Native.
Yeah?
Yeah?
Yeah.
How so?
Because they don't have laces, and you can
what?
And you can get them on.
I don't think that's true.
Is that what I think?
You don't. Yeah. Do natives not wear shoes?
You guys don't like. Is it bad luck? I don't know. That would be great. I would love that.
Yeah. No, we wear shoelaces, but like cowboy boots are like old school. Like it's kind of like you're like at the sheep camp kind of, and you're like, I don't have time to deal with like shoelaces right now. I need
fuck
boots.
These shoelaces. Miami, you definitely need cowboy boots. I can't believe you don't have any right now. Okay, how about last one? Because your name's Miami. Is this following thing native or not native? Pitbull, the singer. Pitbull.
Okay. Not native.
Ooh.
We're talking about Mr. Worldwide here.
Yeah, Mr. Worldwide.
I don't know if you were clear.
Yeah, I'm going to say not native just because... He's always on a boat.
He's on a boat.
He's on a boat.
And that's really not
natives
the medium.
Are,
and indigenous it's like, folks. We don't thrive on boats.
Yo, word.
You're horse Asian.
I'm horse Asian. Yeah. It's like, I did take a boat to like the Statue of Liberty one time. I got seasick.
Yeah.
I was like at Junior's with my family after their words, and they're like, why aren't you eating? And I'm like, I don't know. I feel weird.
Whoa.
And then they're like, oh, you're seasick. And I was like, oh.
we saw an owl, and that's what happened. All right, well,
that was the game. Oh, you know what I wanted to ask you is just one last thing. I might cut this out if it's stupid, but like, so I grew up playing lacrosse, and I learned that's where I grew up in Ohio, and there's like all of our teams are named after Native American tribes, which in retrospect that's so
ridiculous.
Fucked
absolutely
up bunch
ridiculous.
Of white kids being like, I play for the Iroquois, like I swear to God.
I can see if I was how people in Ohio would think that's a good idea, though.
Oh my God, this is just coming to me now.
Dude, my high school mascot was Comanches.
Damn.
What's a Comanche?
Maybe that's why we
we're
connected.
We were on problematic sports teams.
Through problematic sports teams. It's crazy because it's like 2021. Well, I guess it's in Orange County, so these people don't give a fuck. But like, I went by the
you're
high school.
You're a Comanche in Orange County?
In Orange County. Where are Comanches even from?
That is so random. I don't know, but I know it's not California.
I don't think it's California, right?
It's like not even near California.
It's not even near California. Yeah. So, we have like the head of a Comanche on like painted on the gym.
Yeah.
And I was like, at the time, I was, you know, in high school, I was like, whatever. And later on, of course, I'm like, what are we doing? You know, it's 2021. We're some fucking Comanches and we're fucking throwing spears and shit. It's like, it makes no sense. Trust
Wait,
me.
In 2021?
Trust me. Yeah.
Damn.
That's wild. They used to say that to us when we were kids. We're like, oh, lacrosse is an Indian game, but they would kill each other instead. Or so. I don't know if that's true. They would like teach kids this.
And we're like, I feel like I don't know if they would kill each other.
I think it was just a big sport.
It was a sport.
It was
right?
probably just a sport.
They make it sound so violent. I don't know.
These crazy, know. You know, crazy. That's why we put them on the reservation because they're always.
They're always looking to take us down a peg.
That's how I'm gonna get canceled. Someone's gonna find like 9-year-old Fumi wearing a jersey that says Choctaw, and I'm literally thriving on the lacrosse field. It's so problematic. It's so
yeah, you're like God. Doing the right. moonwalk.
The moonwalk
in a Comanche.
Yeah.
Jersey.
Oh my gosh. Well, Brian, thank you so much for doing this podcast.
Thank amazing. You for having me. You're it's amazing. A huge pleasure. Yeah.
Thanks for withstanding all of our dumb questions.
Yeah, I love it. Yeah. This is fun.
I feel like people need to know, though. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, people need to know. Definitely.
and we hope you do more deep cuts in your comments.
We want to see more deep cuts. Yeah.
We'll be checking up on you.
Check out. Okay.
Yeah. We'd love to see more Navajo Walmart material.
Yeah. Oh, man. I need to write some new jokes, actually.
I can't wait. Dude, I cannot wait for that, okay? Check out Brian Bahe. He's got a Comedy Central stand-up set. Is it out already? No.
No, I think it's coming out soon.
Okay, it's coming out soon. So cool. Google that. Check that out. It's going to be real good. Check out Reservation Dogs. And then, Brian, where else can our fans find you and your work?
You can find me on TikTok. And Instagram.
Ooh,
and
TikTok
Twitter.
First. Okay, bitch.
Yeah.
Okay.
I got 12 followers. I'm trying to like really trying to get in there at Brian_Bahe.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. And you can also find us on all the platforms, including TikTok at Asian.AsianPod. I'm also on there at the Fumi Abe. That's TheFumiAbe.
And you can find me on Instagram at NicePantsBro.
Please come to our next Hack City comedy show. That'll be November 23rd at the Caveat Theater in Lower East Side. Tickets will be available on our website, asian.asianpod.com, or I'll put a link in the episode description.
Yeah.
And I think that's it.
Thank you so much, Brian.
And Anals.
I mean, Miami.
Miami.
Hell yeah.
And Anals, we'll see you guys next week. Bye.
Bye.